quiet of an empty apartment welcomes you home from the bar. You're drunk. Well, your body can only handle so much Oktoberfest after all. Honey, you call. You wait. No answer. You shrug and toss your keys onto the couch. They make much louder clattering noise than you thought they would. You turn and you notice that your keys hit a porcelain doll. You pick her up. She's cold. Her body is like chalk, white and slightly uncomfortable to the touch. You feel something protruding from her back, a metal key. She has big blue glass eyes with no lids and painted on lashes. Her hair is long and soft and dark brown, and it rolls down her back. She has small hands, rosy painted lips and cheeks, a red velvet dress with white lace. There are cracks on her face. You put her down on the couch, pull out your phone, and Snapchat your girlfriend. Over the photo of the doll, you type, "Why is this here? You know I don't like dolls." Before sending the picture, you shiver just a little, put your phone back in your pocket, and start getting ready for bed. You're just about to fall asleep when your phone buzzes. Your girlfriend sent you a text message. It reads, "I didn't put that doll there. I don't know where she came from." The floor creaks. You stay as still as possible on your bed and text your girlfriend back, "Are you home? You better not be fucking with me here." The bedroom door opens. It's not your girlfriend. A young woman stands in the doorway. Her skin is chalk white. She wears a red velvet dress with white lace. Her hair is long and brown. Her eyes are big and blue. She walks toward you clumsily, heavily, as if drunk. You scramble upright just as she sits down on your bed. Her joints make a soft scraping noise as she moves, a sound that makes a shiver run up your spine. Her painted lips open and she speaks.
"There's no need to be afraid unless you intend to fight," she says. Her voice is soft and childlike.
"You're the doll," you say. It's not a question. It's your fears confirmed.
"It won't be for much longer," she says.
"The fuck does that mean?"
"It means I was cursed. Turned into a doll, left all alone to rot away in an antique shop. And if you help me break the spell, I'll let you live."
One of her hands moves to rest just above your throat. Her other reaches behind her back and pulls out the key. The metal scrapes against her porcelain skin. She holds it up in the moonlight. The key has no grooves, but instead has a long blade. You try to move. Her hand clamps down around your throat, cutting off your breath. Her touch isn't cold as you expected it to be. Her skin, where it touches yours, is warm and soft as a human's. Knife in her other hand comes down to rest on her lap. You gulp. She removes her hand. Her palm becomes chalk white again. With a soft noise, a crack forms along the lifeline of her hand.
"According to the curse, only human touch and human love can heal me," she says. "I know you're afraid of me. I know you won't love me. But now that I've touched you, if I don't stop, I'll fall apart. I wonder what that means I have to do."
She climbs onto the bed, knife still in her hand. You feel your heart pounding as velvet settles around your thighs, as her cold legs fold down to straddle you, touch your skin and become warm and human. You want to pull away, shove her off of you, and shrink back against the wall. She knows. "Don't you move," she says, and holds the knife to your throat. "Don't you fight, or you can break my curse the hard way."
"What's that?" you ask. "What's what, the hard way?" "Oh, just slitting your throat and bathing in your blood."
She smiles and presses down with the knife, not hard enough to cut, but just enough to let you know the blade is sharp. You don't dare to breathe until she releases the pressure.
"As I thought. Good boy. And where were we? Oh yes, more touching you."
The fingers of her empty hand guide your face to look straight forward at her.
Her eyes still look like glass, unnaturally large and blue. She caresses your cheek, soft and slow and intimate. She closes those big blue eyes for the first time that you've seen, long lashes lowering as she brings her face toward yours. She kisses you. Her lips touch yours, and they are warm and soft and a little chapped, just like human lips. Your mouth opens to protest, and her lips move with yours. She slides her tongue into your mouth, and you forget what she is. You start to kiss her back. Her tongue teases your mouth just the way your girlfriend does, and you can't help but react. Your hand stutters out and reaches for her waist. She eases the knife off your throat and starts to rock her hips. Is the warmth of your body turning her warm and soft? Or is the spell breaking? Is she becoming human again as she strokes your chest, moans into your kisses, grinds against your cock? Cracks along, her cheekbones are healing before your eyes. She's making you hard. She leans back. A knife touches your hip and you freeze. Reality comes back. Your eyes open and meet hers, still too big and too blue. Relax, she says, and she cuts your underwear clean off. Horror washes over you as her fingers wrap around your length, turning from porcelain to flesh. You shake your head and open your mouth to say, no, please don't, but she starts stroking you with her soft, warm hands, and you can't resist her. Your breath catches in your throat. Her thumb strokes over the slit of your cock. Fingers twist just under the head. How is she doing that? Her face is a little flushed. She stares at you and licks her lips. She keeps stroking. She's got you nice and hard now. Look at you, all ready for me, she purrs.
What? No, no, what do you mean? You say.
She doesn't just roll her eyes, she rolls her whole head. From one shoulder to the other, exposing the line of her neck. Human touch and human love, she says. She glares at you, picks up the knife, and thrusts the point under your chin. Don't you fight me. Just take me. She lifts her dress with one hand and takes your cock in the other.
You have a... Wait, wait, don't.
Too late. She lowers herself onto you and her cunt. Is as tight and wet and hot as any human girl you've ever fucked. She gasps and lets out a low hum as you sink into her. She rolls her hips nice and slow just to start. God damn, it feels good to be inside her. It feels so warm and close all around you. She moans and pushes her chest forward. Velvet-covered breasts an inch from your bare chest. She rolls her hips again and smiles. Come on, fuck me, she says, panting. She raises her arms to put her hands on your shoulders. As she does, you watch in horror, almost disgust, as flushed human skin starts to grow in patches over the ball joints of her shoulders, creeping across her body and joining together, filling in the socket. This can't be real. She can't be real. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck the life into me. Come on, give it to me, please, please, she begs. She starts to move faster, using your body as leverage. She's bouncing up and down now, riding you faster and harder with every stroke. Her pussy clenches. She moans and your breath hitches. She looks down at you, wild-eyed and desperate. Her face was starting to look human again until she looked at you like that. She keeps fucking you, riding you, raping you. You don't know how long it's been since she forced you into her, only that you're terrified and that her pussy feels so fucking good. She takes your cock as deep inside her as it'll go, rocking her hips faster, faster. Your breathing is ragged now. She knows she's getting you close, and she's getting close too. Your seed will break my spell. I need you to come for me. Come on, please, baby. I know you're close. Please, fuck me harder. Fuck me till you come, please. She takes her hands off your shoulders. One of them wraps around your throat, squeezing until you can't breathe. All at once, the pleasure closes in on you, building up quickly inside your cock. Come for me, she growls. And you come, hot liquid pleasure shooting from your cock deep inside her. Her whole body feels inhumanly hot as she comes to, crying out in ecstasy as her pleasure breaks, as her curse breaks. She lets go of your throat and screams. Her hand is still trembling when the knife makes a quick dash across your jugular. You almost don't feel it at first. Then it stings. You touch it, and it burns. When you pull your hand away, there's so much blood. I was never gonna let you live, poor boy, she says. She dips her fingers in the blood pouring from your neck and giggles. You're starting to feel warm and dizzy. Let's have a kiss goodbye, She pulls you forward and kisses your lips. Are you just losing your mind in your final moments, or is there velvet surrounding you? You can't tell. Your vision is fading. Your body is stiffening. Your skin is turning white and hard like a shell. Your eyes open wide, too wide, but you cannot see anymore. Your joints are hollowing out and changing shape. The balls of your shoulders and hips now fit neatly into carved sockets. You are immobile, rigid, and inflexible. You're growing cold. The last thing you feel is her lips on yours as the knife. No, the key, the last piece of your transformation, slams into your back.